You'd think by age 45, I'd learn never to say never. I said I'd never move from California. I lived in Florida for over 10 years. I said I'd never settle for marriage before having a career. I dropped out of school to get married at age 20. I said I'd never own a dog, being a born and bred cat person. I have two very large, very lovable retired racing greyhounds. And, most recently, I said I'd never get into the ridiculous social media craze, wasting countless hours mulling over photos of former boyfriends' families and reading how my neighbor down the street burnt the pot roast. Facebook made my dreams come true. It was my boyfriend's idea. A term, by the way, I hate, because it makes me feel 12, but preferred over the formality of significant other or partner, which makes me feel either gay or in a business relationship, neither of which is accurate. Anyway, Jeremy's son, another never, I said I'd never get involved with someone with kids. Jeremy has two. Josh, at 15, like many kids his age, spent entirely too much time unsupervised on the computer. Jeremy lived blissfully unaware of these activities, until he was forced to enter the 21st century after a girl from Josh's high school attempted suicide after some bonehead posted naked pictures of her on his wall. Jeremy decided he should keep better tabs on his son's cyber activity, so he made himself a Facebook account and required his son to become his friend if he wanted to keep his prized laptop, which I thought was a valid and wise idea. What I wasn't prepared for was for Jeremy to catch the social networking bug so severely. He'd call me at work to tell me how he'd found out that the kid that lived next door to him when he was in the third grade was now married with 13 kids, living on a goat farm in Nebraska. Or ask me if I knew anyone at work who might have an extra acre or two on Farmville. You have entirely too much time on your hands. I'm on my lunch break. It's 9:30 in the morning. I was hungry. How's Josh doing? Fine. Do you know that kid has 237 friends? Popular boy. I only have 58. Well, sorry? No, wait, 59. Sam Donaldson from junior high just accepted my request. Cool. I've got to go. Can you ask around about the acre? I just got see you tonight. Needless to say, I was more than a bit reluctant to jump on the bandwagon, and there was no way on earth I was going to get sucked into one of those ridiculous games. I vowed never to spend more than 15 minutes a day on it, and never at work, and I would never ever, under any circumstance, tell anyone what I had for dinner, or how I got a blister on my baby toe from a new pair of ballet flats, or type the letters LOL as a form of communication. Never. You'd think I'd learn. It's amazing who you can find. I've reconnected with people I haven't heard from in years, Jeremy said as I sat at his desk and filled out my profile page. Doesn't it scare you just a little bit that we are so easy to find? Should it concern us that we are making ourselves so, I don't know, accessible? You can make it so only your friends can see information about you. I know, but it sets up this whole new social expectation, like what if someone finds me that I don't want to reconnect with, or vice versa? Just ignore their request. But isn't that rude and guilt-inducing? As if I don't already have enough self-condemnation in my life. Soon we are going to be hearing about some new form of depression caused by the damaging effects of unfulfilled friend requests. I don't know if I can live with that hanging over my head. You are reading too much into this. Just try to have fun, he said, ruffling my hair in that slightly annoying but still endearing way of his. There must be someone out there that you'd like to reconnect with. Which, of course, was true. But if I found her, would she be willing to reconnect with me? And if not, what would I do with that? Was it better to just let things be?